See?
That is color.
Okay. We don't have to think about disc or color disc because this
color.
Because this means all.
It includes all. That's the meaning of Kashi.
Even earth includes all earth, not just that disc.
Any
So one has to understand by the way it's taught. Okay. Even at that moment it's the kasina, what type, but for panya it's different from samatha.
Any question about elements?
I find it difficult to stand, so the elements are clearing up. To stand still.
What about your breath? The breath questions.
Remind me again.
About any, you know, in the beginning, any place.
Yeah, you have to, you know.
Anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So is it the same for breath also that, as object of samatha, that any time breath appears
to.
To
awareness,
with,
there must be awareness, even samatha pavana.
Yes, yes. But for example, if there is breath on one's own hand, for example,
breath.
That's blowing.
I mean,
it's not breath.
Maybe I sneeze or cough or something like that. I mean, is that can be breath also. At the moment, if there is the right reflection at that moment,
concept of breath, can be object of samatha.
Yes. Regardless.
But the reality of breath is object of vipassana.
But if concept of breath appears any time and there is
where
the right
is the breath?
I don't think breath is anywhere. I mean, as I say, if I sneeze and I feel the breath on my hand or other part of my body and there is right reflection.
Is that conceptual breath or the breath?
Is that concept?
Breath or?
That's concept.
Okay, not the actual breath conditioned by citta.
The actual breath, it has to only be the
arising and falling away instantly.
When
panya experiences it.
So when we're talking about breath as object, it's only the concept of that particular
samatha.
Otherwise, if it's like this is not the, it can be object of. There could be object of samatha, but it's not of anapanasati because it's not the breath conditioned by citta.
Or the chest going up and down and hardness appearing.
That is not breath.
It's not breath.
Because when we talk about rupa, which is conditioned by citta, we talk about the particular one which arises and falls away instantly. When we talk about breath, it's that rupa which is conditioned by citta, like other rupa in the body which is conditioned by citta, arising and falling away instantly.
So it could be object, other one could be object of samatha if it's kusala and it's calm, but it would be under a different umbrella, not under
the anapanasati. It can be tattoo. Because tattoo is also samatha.
But when tattoo is samatha, it's not a paramatta dhamma, is that right?
No, breath, which is not paramatta. It has the characteristic of heat or cold, but not breath. And breath is also heat or cold, but it's breath.
How does one know when it is breath conditioned by citta, the real actual thing?
Can you know any rupa in the body which is conditioned by citta?
No. It's too subtle.
So when there is awareness, no expectation, because who knows the moment when awareness arises and is aware, because the next moment hasn't come yet, so we cannot imagine. That moment will experience what? So when satipatthana is developed, can we expect for any rupa or any nama for panya to know? So as this is like that, so breath is like that.
So we can say that breath cannot be an, whether or not someone is interested, but as a general rule, we can't say that breath can be an object of samatha development for a beginner, because there's no understanding.
Samatha has concept of breath,
right,
but no understanding of breath, which is conditioned by citta.
Right. So concept of an element of
in
breath.
And
yeah.
In and
out.
Breath for samatha.
But we can't say anapanasati.
Anapanasati, both samatha and vipassana.
Talking about samatha, even in daily life or in a beginning, because there's no awareness or understanding of rupa conditioned by citta, of that subtle one, so it cannot
That's
be an object.
Why it has
beginners.
The nimitta of breath for samatha.
Has the nimitta for
breath. When citta is upajara samadhi, there must be the nimitta conditioned by the development of samatha.
And there can only be that nimitta if there is the of understanding of that subtle rupa conditioned by citta.
Samatha does know anything about nama and rupa,
no,
because it's the understanding of moment when citta is calm,
right,
when there is such object.
When there is such object, right.
For example, if it's the breath, there is calmness but no understanding. Mm. So it's not the reality.
But I think that what I'm trying to say is, for a beginner or someone with very little panya, even at level of samatha, it won't be an object appearing, because
there must be object appearing. Concept can be object.
But it's there can't be there won't be the concept of the breath condition.
For example, before we know anything about breath taught by Buddha, we think that we are breathing, so we call that breath.
Right.
See, so for the samatha, they do not have any understanding, but they have such idea that they are concentrating on breath. That's why there is nimitta for those who will have the upajara samadhi and apana samadhi. And they call the development of samatha by breath.
But even for there to be that nimitta or that development, there has to be, at the level of samatha, an understanding that it is the breath conditioned by citta. Concept of that, like now we have, okay, we have the right
metta, concept of being.
Right.
Yeah.
Like now we have the right concept about breath that is experienced by citta at a particular point. Does that mean that if the citta is calm when one reflects like that, does that mean that even as beginners, it may be the object
of
what?
Samatha of
samatha development.
Samatha, just take concept of breath as breath.
Anytime.
Yeah.
But arupa jhana, there are two which are citta, and they are also objects. It is paramatta dhamma, but you don't know it as non-self. Is that correct?
No thinking.
Arupa jhana.
No thinking?
I think you will think about it.
Arupa jhana things, arupa brahma things, or not?
Yes, they do. They have those reminders. Mm-hmm. But the two are cittas.
What are they?
I think the third and the fourth arupa jhana. Arupa jhana citta.
Yeah. You mean the level of jhanas?
Yeah, I mean the level of jhana.
And what level are we talking about?
Samatha.
Yes, but there are four stages of arupa jhana. Are we talking about the stages or?
Oh, yes, the third and the fourth, I think. I don't know the numbers.
What was the question?
That is a reality then.
The second and the fourth you. Oh. Yeah? Second and fourth object.
Yeah.
Second
and fourth. Navatta paramana.
It's citta, but it has just fallen away, right?
This is the point where most people do not understand, right. May I say. Right. For example, some think that when there is the experiencing of rupa before death, and then bhavanga has the present rupa, so and then later the bhavangas which follows does not have the rupa which has experienced before death.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No,
but how can that be?
Because of
navata. Because you see that when we talk about the present moment, we just talk about that it's not the previous years and life, but the present is there. That's all. So each bhavanga has the same as. Because you see that when we talk about the object before death, there can be different object, and when we use that term present, it just means that.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
But it doesn't mean that since it has fallen away, so the bhavanga which follows do not have that object right. anymore.
Mm-hmm. Photocopy or
So it's navata for the each bhavanga. Navata
maitunklau.
My pink ground.
Okay. Yeah. My pink ground.
Yeah. For each bhavanga.
Bhavanga has the same object as Patisanthacitta. So.
I have a question from reading last night, and it's a question, and it was I was reading a book that Christine had lent me. And it was talking about Anathapindika's death and how Sariputta taught him about realities just before he died. And he burst into tears and said, oh, how come I've been with the Buddha and the disciples for so long and he's never taught me about what I needed to know, which was basically Abhidhamma and the realities.
He was Sotapanna.
He became Sotapanna, didn't he, then, at
before
that time?
Death.
Yes, before
no,
death.
Already. Already.
Then he
already.
Became an arahant yeah. when he
So they saw Sariputta. Oh, okay. I thought that he became Sotapanna and knew then that he only had
You know
seen.
That...
But I'm interested. What I'm interested in...
You know that Anathapindika was so respectful yes. to the Buddha
yes.
that he didn't ask for any preach at all. So what Buddha did was just talking about dana, which he had done for the Sangha, so that he could be very pity. Okay. No need to talk about other things because he had become Sotapanna already.
Really?
Yeah. But for Sariputta, yeah. while Anathapindika was dying, yes. he talked about the Paramattha Dhamma, the reality, and so it conditioned the pity of because since he was not so respect Sariputta as he respect Buddha,
yes.
see, he could get yes. what Sariputta taught.
More detachment,
More what?
Detachment from what he heard?
It depends on occasion and, right then. Okay.
Is this the occasion when the reply from Sariputta was that, this is teaching
yes.
is reserved for
the monks. Monks, that's right.
Not given to lay people.
That was where I was going to go, but that
so,
was...
So.
Yes.
And who are monks?
Who are monks?
Those
it's,
who give up the lay
it's Can we say that? I'm not sure that was meant in the sutra.
I think that there can be doubt about every word.
That just surprised me.
So what do you understand by who were the what is meant by the monk?
Like this, see? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And seekers.
Different level of understanding and different moment of feeling very happy or rejoiced to hear such and such things. Like we talk on Dharma, and sometimes they can be conditioned for rejoicing and sometimes for just understanding.
Said, oh, you know, when he heard this, there was piti for hearing about Dana, and then later
Dhamma.
Piti, Dhamma.
And Sariputta.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then, yes, but before when the Buddha taught piti for Dana, I think.
Because he was so respectful to Buddha exactly. that he and didn't later, ask even to hear or to something like that.
Yeah. He didn't approach Buddha, he would always just...
Is the, you mentioned piti twice in that context, is the piti...
It's me, because he was the person who patroned the... Arama Anatha Bindika Savati.
And then later you said when he listened to Sariputta, there was piti.
Condition him.
But even to, if there was not piti, if there was just...
who knows, because of his words, so we can know that because of his piti, by his words. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that I know everything by that time.
Right.
Yes, no, it was. That's a great answer because that's the thing in interpretations. You can't tell whether they're talking about seekers or the Sangha. Yeah, when they say monks. Yeah.
This morning, it was on the river. I thought there was a cow in the water. But it wasn't. It was a human being who died there, and I was just, you know, that you couldn't tell it was a human being. But life was just going on around, and I just thought how very different that was to where we are, where death is such a big deal, and here
just
boats were rowing past.
Natural.
Just another moment. Just another moment for that person. It was a very good reminder.
And the absolute truth is that we are alone with our own thinking.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. Out of different experiences in life.
Exactly.
Dreaming.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Yep.
What do you say more about it? It's so important.
You know, because we cling to people.
So we need that.
Before becoming Kunmina, what was there?
Another life.
From the day you were born.
Yeah.
And then you had everything from childhood up to now.
Yeah.
If it's time to lose, it's exactly the same like before.
Yeah.
When you were not born as Nina.
I was not born. Mm.
So you didn't lose anything at all.
Yeah.
Exactly the same.
So we didn't lose anything.
No, not at all. Exactly the same.
You've gained accumulation.
Of what? It depends.
Right.
It depends. Accumulation of what?
Good reminder.
Both Asiya and Anusiya.
Too much clinging. Accumulated. Too much clinging.
But also
accumulated. Also more understanding.
So it's very precious.
And we have not much chance. Life is too short. I realize it every day now.
We live out all the experience that we are attached to and gain only little knowledge from life to life.
And if we think how little it is, Kusala, we've gained, think how much less there would have been had we not had the good fortune to meet the Dhamma.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I think, like Christine, sometimes not yet the Sotapanna and I die, and then if I a chance again, I think like Christine sometimes.
And who will become Sotapanna in this life? Without understanding reality right now.
Right now, but we know how difficult it is and how detailed.
Okay. So it doesn't matter this life or next life or other life. The life that Panya can understand.
What people always say is, next life, you know, it'll be an animal or a ghost or something, so this life is precious.
They might have said before this life.
They might have said it before.
This life too.
Oh, right. They said every
like,
you know,
every life.
Those who say that enlightenment is possible in this life, might have said that before in previous life too.
Yeah.
Many
previous
lives.
We hear that a lot.
That's why they have the accumulation to say.
Been there before.
We hear that a lot.
A question I had that I asked yesterday was about the Jhāvana jittas just prior to jutti jitta.